I want to move on to something more personal. You have an extensive background in this, well, in social sciences to begin with, but also in penology or... you, I'm sure, have your own ideas about what's right and what's wrong and all of that, and I'm not going to ask you to be controversial, but I am interested in knowing if there's something that you're proud of that you have done here and that you're doing here. I'd like to know what you're proud of, and then I'm going to ask you the other part of it. There's something that you wish had been done better. I'm going to ask you about that too. This is your personal... You're an authority. You could teach anywhere, probably. And so you, listening to what you have to say here is an important thing for the future as we go forward.
I am proud after implementing the international standard, trying on national level. Mm-hmm. And now I came here. I tried. I was working also on a theoretical level in Haiti, in Rwanda. But to be a manager of a detention, to implement myself as a pioneer, one of the pioneers with my team of implementation of international standard, I'm very proud of it. And then we usually receive a visit of International Red Cross, of the specialists in detention. As I told you, the American Correctional Association, the president and director executive came here, visited, he was very proud. We receive many personalities from the UN, the Secretary General, and the Assistant Secretary General. Many personal ambassadors came to visit the detention facility. Mm-hmm. And many specialists in a penal, in a correctional, from the correctional services also visited our detention facility. And all of them, all their appreciation were really positive and encouraging. I'm very proud of it. Mm-hmm. Because I can say that there was among the pioneers in the implementation of international standards from the UN, we are among the first group, my team and myself.
Okay.
This is something, that's why I don't want this thing to be a loose for the UN. Mm-hmm. Because having this kind of experience after for 10 years, I think it's something which we can also give chance to other correctional services to share it with them. That's why I'm always invited mm-hmm. by the American Correctional Association. I went in France, I went mm-hmm. in Germany, and we now want to create the association of all African Correctional Association, okay, head of correctional services. And we share always our experience with them. They come here, we go there, we share, we have a meeting, yes.
So I'm what I'm hearing from you that's particularly interesting is you're not just thinking about other tribunals and their detention facilities and making sure that they're good, but also that what your experience has been here and what you've been able to implement can be used by other countries
yes.
as standards, regardless of the UN.
Yeah. This, I think, the experience of what my people get here. That's why even the other tribunals are now recruiting my staff.
Okay.
I have many of my staff at ICC, ICTY, mm-hmm. and Sierra Leone would like to take some of them. Even, I think, the other tribunals, like Libano, Haddock Tribunal, would like mm-hmm. to recruit some of my staff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm losing some of my staff but I'm proud because they were chosen to go there.
Of course you are.
Yeah. I understand that.
But and what if you had the opportunity to do it again or whatever? In other words, is there something that you're disappointed with that you haven't quite been able to do that you would like to do, or that if you had the next time you would improve, or if you had a wish that the UN had done something to help that. You know what I'm saying, I think.
Yes, you know, sometimes you work with people, they don't understand, really. They don't have experience on penitentiary areas. It is not easy mm-hmm. area, you know. Say, if you work according to the standard, according to the rules, you can be perceived like someone who would like to, you know, to torture people. Sometimes you can be perceived like someone who is giving too much, as you say, compared like to Rwanda others. And sometimes it is discouraging. Even you don't get too much support. But now I think with the management of the tribunal, I'm having a lot of support from my supervisor. They are giving me a lot, not all of them, but the direct supervisor are giving me a lot of support.
Okay.
Yeah. To understand what we are doing, that is not easy things.
Mm-hmm.